My name is Aceus, or Ace, or AC. I'm sorry, often I may seem spacey because I'm probably thinking about the light years of space we don't see. I think a lot, but not too much, because in my mind what I find is never enough. You could call this one of my values because I wrote it down, but it's just there, it's just me, and I can't shut off its sound. Thinker. You could say this brings me to struggle, and now that struggle has opened my eyes to things at a young age 8-year-olds shouldn't see. The sound's intention seeking, anxiety creeping, erase it, keep it, like it or not, this is me. This is pointless. Why should I trust to tell you why I rebel or why I have this resiliency? I have found it through cracked screens and cramped shelter rooms. I found it through heartache and how to really miss. I found it through facing the darkest part of the basement we were all afraid of as kids. That doesn't mean I wanted to see it. I'm an uncollected piece of togetherness and completely empty when I'm full. I'm magnetic to my chaos and heartache and can't resist its pull. Growing up felt lonely. Often I never felt protected. Maybe that's why this doesn't feel like home until my guard is up and my state of mind's infected. Struggles. These struggles led to distant faces and inspirations, to the point where falling into my journals is my only escape from contemplation. When every other day is hard to stay, I use what I have to create what I can't say. Why tell what I do when what I do tells me? When my face is dried in paint, only then I feel like I can breathe. I do not read my poems. My poetry reads me. They tell a message on a crumpled up post-it note no one can see. I don't show these things, because when you say that you hear me, you're only listening. Artist. Thinking turns to singing, and singing turns to quiet. When I'm alone, I let this happen. Confrontation feels like violence. It's hard to think that I'm someone's twin, aunt, sister, daughter, significant other. It's significant to me that they bother. I'm a bother to me. But it matters to them, and that matters to me. Would it still be the same if my grandma was alive? At least she's not deceased in my mind, just in another place we don't breathe in. I miss your scent. Family. At this point, I'm rambling. Sound sounds safe when I'm handling it alone. I hear it. I see colors. Loud noises scare me, but that feels like home. I'm ready to be grown and pursue the identity I want to own. Maybe fall in debt with student loans, but that's all right. At night, night's air will smell fresher, like falling behind feels all right. And going home to reality TV and 20-cent ramen packages makes it worth the fight. Because that's just life. You aren't truly living until it's at you with a knife. But that aspect won't change because it's been this way my whole life. The light's been dimmer, saying my future is bright while bright doubt strains my eyes. Find the gray areas to mend wounds and people care. People who will care. I will call myself grown, not when I'm emotionally stable on my own, but when I can buy my own silverware. Future.